This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Now that the Houston Planned Parenthood affiliate has been exposed in a Texas whistleblower complaint, Planned Parenthood Federation of America will face a Government Accountability Office investigation. One member of Congress says, at the same time Planned Parenthood is doing a record number of abortions nationally, it has also received more federal taxpayer dollars than ever before. The reports that China is trying to reform its one-child forced abortion policy is not matching up with documented stories like those from Gong Qifeng, who lives in central China's Hunan province. Gong, who may have developed a mental disorder from the trauma she endured, was 7 months pregnant when she was kidnapped and given China's penalty for such pregnancy. This is Life News Radio.
Did you know that women who find themselves in an emergency pregnancy often do not reach out to their closest family and friends? They find themselves alone and afraid. Birthright provides loving, non-judgmental support for these women and their babies. Do you need to talk to a friend, or are you the person to volunteer to help a woman? Either way, here is the Birthright phone number, 800-550-4900, 800-550-4900.
After labeling pro-life women as ignorant on abortion, Texas State Senator Wendy Davis has admitted she has no clue as to what happened at Kermit Gosnell's abortion clinic. Essentially, she says she has no clue as to why Americans, including her constituents, have developed such a strong distaste in the last year for late-term abortions. The ensuing criticism on social media may be killing her chances at running for governor of Texas. For pro-life headlines, delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.